Welcome back to another episode of Arcana Archives, a deep dive into nerddom. My name is Chelsea Finnegan, and a fun fact about myself is for the past year, my husband and I have been watching every episode of The Simpsons from the beginning, and we made it to season 26, episode 16, as of this recording. And, of course, with me is Rogan.
That's a lot of Simpsons. Holy.
That's a lot of Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. Well, my name is Rogan. And my fun fact is I found the age that you start to sympathize with Mr. Wilson from Dennis the Menace, and that is the age of 24. I had my birthday this past week, and yeah, feeling a little grumpy. No,
well,
I'm just kidding.
I turned 24 in mid-July, and I'll have to report back and let you know if I also start sympathizing with Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, no, I'm not actually grumpy. I'm as chipper as ever. I'm ready to go, ready to talk about some Simpsons with my bud.
How many episodes did you end up watching?
I watched the first two.
Perfect, that's enough. So, yeah, so my fun fact was a segue into this episode, and it shouldn't come as a surprise because I think we mentioned talking about it, but today's episode is about The Simpsons, specifically how they predicted the future. You definitely don't have to have watched any of The Simpsons to enjoy this. I mean, they're a major part of pop culture. As long as you know who they are, you should be okay. But if you feel like watching a few episodes, I mean, it's a great, iconic show, and I feel like everybody should watch it.
Boy,
although there are 13 days worth of episodes, so maybe not all of them. But anyway, there's no major spoilers in this. I feel like there's no Simpsons spoilers, really, like, nothing.
Every episode's kind
wild
of isolated
happens
in its own sort of narrative, so
yeah,
it doesn't feel like there's any sort of overarching narrative.
Yeah, there definitely isn't. Like, no spoilers. It's gonna be okay. So what I wanted to talk about was how The Simpsons have predicted the future, and so first I'm gonna talk about some of the most iconic future predictions that they've made, just so you can see, like, they really did it. They really have made some uncanny Nostradamus-style predictions. The first and most commonly referenced prediction is in Season 11, Episode 17, Bart to the Future. They predicted Donald Trump presidency when Lisa says that they inherited quite a budget crunch from Donald Trump. And it gives me goosebumps thinking about it. They've successfully predicted three Super Bowl winners. In season 10, episode 10, when you dish upon a star, they predict that Disney will buy 20th Century Fox. And this came true, which is why I can now watch The Simpsons on Disney Plus. They predicted a ton of technology, including video calls, smartwatches, and autocorrect, as early as 1995, before that was even a thing. The Simpsons had Homer referee the FIFA World Cup, mainly due to the FIFA organization in the Simpsons universe having massive corruption. He decides to referee the game fairly, leading to Germany winning the World Cup, which was an accurate prediction, as Germany did end up winning the title that same year, and the following year, FIFA employees underwent a slew of arrests and accusations for bribery, fraud, and money laundering. And the last one that I have on my list, anyway, I think there's like 60 predictions that they've done right, but the last one I have on my list is that in season 10, Homer is inspired by Thomas Edison and spends an episode as an aspirational inventor. And then in one scene, he's writing a lot on a chalkboard, and at the bottom, it shows a math equation. And a decade later, scientists discovered the Higgs-Boson particle and found out that its mass was the same as the equation that Homer wrote on the chalkboard in that episode.
Oh my goodness. I feel like this is a classic case of, like,
spooky stuff.
the more content you produce, the more likely there's going to be a coincidence that one of those things is going to be right. Because if there's like a whole 13 days of straight of episodes that you can walk through, like...
Yeah, so that's my whole thing is I have two conspiracy theories to talk about. But first of all, there are 334 hours of content, or 13 days and 22 hours. So obviously there's going to be some parallels with reality, especially in a TV show that makes fun of reality, right? Like, mm-hmm. they pull from experiences in real life and they take things that are happening in real life. And I personally don't think that there's anything supernatural or conspiratorial going on here. I think it's a coincidence that they managed to work these predictions into every episode, and combined with confirmation bias, right? Like, if you see that they get some predictions right, then you're going to be like, oh, they can predict the future. Even though in all 300 hours of the rest of their content, they don't have, they're not getting predictions right.
Mm-hmm.
But if I left it at that, that would be a really boring episode. And I really like learning about conspiracy theories because I kind of like seeing how people tick. Like, how do people come up with this stuff? So I spend a lot of time researching the conspiracy theories about how Matt Groening predicted the future. And I'm going to tell you about it.
Nice. I'm ready for my mind to be blown.
Okay, so the first theory is that Matt Groening is a time traveler. And so Matt Groening has created The Simpsons, Futurama, and Disenchantment. And in Futurama, there's a theory about how time travel works where you can only go in one direction. So the idea is that Matt Groening has lived the entire length of the universe and started over at another life cycle and is now creating all of this content for us. So he's lived through one entire lifespan and is able to take bits of that into the content that he's creating. I don't give this one a lot of weight because I personally don't think I could remember if I lived the entire length of the universe once through. And then, like, why would I come back to the 21st century and create these TV shows with that? So
seems sus.
It seems kind of sus. But that's just one of the theories. The other theory is that Matt Groening is a Freemason. And I mean, I could probably do an entire episode on Freemasons. And there's a lot to unpack here, but first of all, what is a Freemason? The oldest fraternal organization in the world, a group that began in the Middle Ages in Europe as a guild of skilled builders. That's a tongue twister. But with the decline of cathedral building, the focus of the society shifted. So today, Freemasons are a social and philanthropic organization meant to make its members lead a more virtuous and socially oriented lives. That's from their website. There's also a lot of conspiracy around Freemasons, which I'm going to get to. So while they're not a secret society, they have like passwords and rituals that originate with the medieval guild. Because in the original guild, there were three stages, apprentice, fellow craft, and master masons who oversaw everything working on a site. But today, those degrees are more philosophical. There's a lot of conspiracy that surrounds them and how they control the world with their symbolism and imagery, including an all-seeing eye that they have that can predict the future or control the future. And the theory is that Matt Groening is actually some high-ranking Freemason who's been littering the Simpsons with nods, winks, and references to his all-powerful colleagues in the Freemasons. So the powers are that they're able to predict the future because they're controlling the future and the universe, so they know what's going to happen.
Spicy. Yeah. My grandpa was a Mason.
Really?
I believe.
Was he able to control the universe?
I don't think so. Mostly he was just a kind old Texan man who, did a lot of stuff for other people. And worked in the oil business, so.
I'm glad he wasn't part of some secret society that was controlling the universe. Okay, so those are the two conspiracy theories and a bunch of ways that the Simpsons have predicted the future. And to wrap this all up, I really do just subscribe to the idea that The Simpsons coincidentally got a few things right, especially because there's no statute of limitations on their predictions. So any of their past episodes could have a prediction come true today. So that kind of makes me like thoughts about the whole predicting the future thing. So in doing my research for the time travel episode, I thought that there was going to be a lot more content than there was, but it didn't take me a full episode's length to talk about all of the time travel conspiracy theories, so now I'm going to be telling you about other Simpsons controversies.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
The Simpsons. I'm ready.
What's that from?
SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah, he's like, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I remember that. Anyway. We're talking about different yellow cartoon characters today, so The Simpsons commentary tends to be left-leaning, and they've touched on tons and tons of topics over their hundreds of hours of content. Notably, and most controversially, gun rights and homosexuality. They're touching on all these topics has resulted in the show being banned in China, Venezuela, and the Russian Pentecostal Church tried to get it banned, but the decision was overruled, so good job, Russia, I guess.
Good job, Russia. You love your Simpsons.
The Simpsons often visit other countries during their episodes, and in one case, they portrayed Brazil as having rampant street crime, kidnappings, slums, and monkey and rat infestations. And the Rio de Janeiro Tourist Board threatened Fox, who owns The Simpsons, with legal action. But nothing came from it. And similarly, as you can imagine, other countries they've visited have given a similar negative reaction. Because when The Simpsons come to your country, it's usually just bad for tourism. Like, we've been talking about how all press is good press. In this case, maybe not. is that what Brazil is really like?
How does Homer afford to travel to all these places on his, like, terrible, like, income plan, like, contract thing?
See, that's a fantastic question. Like, they owned an elephant at one point. He bought, like, a pool for their backyard.
Maybe he's just really financially irresponsible.
Yes, they're in a lot of debt, and Marge often talks about budgeting, but also he has a rich brother who was, like, they were separated. No, they're not twins. A rich older brother on his dad's side who has given him some money, and Homer has in turn also given his rich older brother money when his brother was down on his luck. And he frequently wins lotteries, and he has either an Oscar or a Grammy because he was in a barbershop quartet.
That would be a Grammy, probably.
A Grammy, yeah. So, like, even though he works at this nuclear job, which he never goes to, by the way, he never goes to his job. Even though he works at this job, he's, like, got tons of other sources of revenue, and I guess they just use that money to go on vacations.
So anyways, or big tangent.
Yeah, or you could just chalk it up to cartoon logic.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you about my favorite controversy in The Simpsons.
Ooh.
And this, like, if you care about spoilers at all, probably just skip this section of the episode. Well, this is the last thing I was going to talk about. So just, you know, fast forward to the end and listen to the credits so that we still get the listen play on Spotify. But if you care about spoilers, then watch season 9, an episode called The Principal and the Pauper before listening. But, you know, it's not even that big of a deal. Rogan, are you familiar with Seymour Skinner?
I don't think
principal,
so.
Principal of Springfield Elementary School?
Yeah, maybe. I'm terrible with names, but I think I've seen clips.
The guy who's like, steamed hams.
Yes, steamed hams.
Yeah, yeah. That's what everybody knows. So, wait, the guy who goes, steamed hams is like the district manager for all the schools or whatever. But, yeah, okay, so Principal Skinner. Okay, so in this freaking episode of season 9, it turns out that Principal Seymour Skinner has been impersonating the real Seymour Skinner this whole time. So he was in Seymour Skinner, whose real name we don't even know, was in the army, and in his, like, little squadron or whatever, his squadron leader was the real Seymour Skinner, Seymour Skinner, and Seymour Skinner, the squadron leader, was thought to be dead when the imposter takes his place and tricks even his mom into thinking that he's the real Seymour Skinner, but he's not, he's an imposter. And he pretends that his whole life he's been this other squadron leader guy who allegedly died. But then the real Seymour Skinner comes to the elementary school and is like, there's an imposter among us! I saw him vent! And I think they kill off the real Seymour Skinner later in the episode. And the imposter, who we've come to know and love as a principal, just continues living his life as Seymour Skinner. Even though now we're like, oh my god, this guy has been impersonating Seymour Skinner for his entire life. So for every single episode after that, all you can think about is how this man is an imposter. And that was 9 years in. So, like, they just threw away 9 years of character development and, like, everything that you've, like, grown to know and love about this character. You just, like, toss it in the garbage. That's absolutely unbelievable.
It's insane. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so, that's what I had for you on additional controversies beyond whether or not Matt Groening is a time traveler. And I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit more about The Simpsons.
I certainly did.
And I guess that's another one for the archives?
Thank you for listening to the Arcana Archives, an exploration into nerddom.
If you have any questions or suggestions for future topics or guests, please reach out to us at arcanacollective.archives@gmail.com.
Or follow us on Facebook or Instagram with the username @ArcanaArchives.
Hope to see you again.